Hello and welcome back to the Unfiltered Wordage podcast. I'm your host Ethan Williams and our guest today is Leah Regeer. Today we are going to be beginning a multi-episode series called the Generation Series, where I will be interviewing people of different ages and get their childhood stories so you can compare how today's society was to theirs. So, Leo, how was your what was growing up like for you, like around the house?
It was a lot of fun. I had three brothers, and we lived out in the country by ourselves and my parents. We created all of our own games and such because we were out in the country and no city kids around to play with. So most of our activities were riding our bicycles, and we had a BB gun, and we made slingshots, and we made bow and arrows, and we tried to keep ourselves busy because we didn't want to go inside. It was just too nice in the summer.
So what did you guys, like, when you were told to do something by your parents, would you guys just run off into the woods and see what you could find?
No, when Dad told us to do something, we knew it better be done, and we didn't challenge him. He was a very authoritative person. My mother was a little softer-minded. We could get by with more from her. But when Dad said, go get the chores done, we left and did our chores.
So what type of chores did you guys have to do?
Well, we had chickens, quite a few, a chicken barn with a bunch, maybe a 50 to a 75 chickens, and we gathered the eggs every evening. And we had livestock to feed. We had grain and young calves, and we had older cows, which we had to get hay out for in the evening and in the morning. So that was pretty much what was required of us every day, and it was our right routine. We just knew we had to do that.
So did you guys, like, because I know a lot of things have changed in the view of people, did you guys do anything that back when you were young was normal but today would be considered crazy?
That's a good question. The only thing I could think would be that we really liked to climb trees, and we would see who could get the highest in the trees. And there were times that we broke the branch down and we came down a ways, but nothing ever was broken.
So, what was your dad like?
Well, my dad was kind of an authoritarian person, and he liked us. When he told us to do something, we knew we had to do it. There wasn't an option. And he was a farmer, so he spent a lot of time in the field farming, and we usually, by 9 years old, we were helping farm, driving tractors.
So, where did you guys grow up? Like,
we grew up in central Nebraska near a town called Aurora. We lived 7 miles from one town and 12 miles from another town. So we didn't get a ride into town unless Mom was going to go get groceries and we could tag along.
So, like, was stuff like, how cheap would have a bottle of Coke been back when you were young?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's probably been 10 cents.
So, and like, how much would a hamburger and french fries from McDonald's be? Because now it's like maybe $5 for that. How much would it have been back when you were?
Well, let me explain to you that there wasn't a McDonald's when I was young. We had local hamburger places, restaurants. And maybe eventually Dairy Queen came in and we could get a sandwich there. It was probably a dollar and a quarter.
So a lot of inflation. So what was schooling like for you guys? Like, were the curriculums like hard, or like was school, like, would you say it's gotten harder or like more mandatory? Like, did you guys, when you were told to go to school, did you ever run off to some pond and go swimming instead of go to school?
No. I always went to school, always enjoyed going to school. We rode a school bus 7 miles from town every day in the morning, and we had to be ready to go on the bus at 7:30 when the bus stopped to pick us up. We were the farthest point that the bus went, and then from there he worked himself back into town and picked up 35 kids probably. We had a big old yellow school bus, and so we did our homework when we had time in the evening. We usually had plenty of time because at the early part we didn't have a television, so school was pretty easy. Didn't have much else to do, and it was in about 1955 when we approximately finally got a TV, because we couldn't get the reception out that far. And Dad finally put a antenna, my guess is 30 foot high, above the top of the house to be able to get reception.
So did you guys have a radio before the TV? Or like, do you remember when the president did his fireside talks?
No, we never listened to those kind of things. We weren't interested in that. We on the TV we watched. I can't think of some of the cartoons characters, but most of the time, that's all we watched.
So, do you remember who the president was when you were born? Well, of course you wouldn't remember, but did someone ever tell you?
Yeah, it was. Roosevelt, President Roosevelt. He was president until Truman took over in the early part of the 50s.
So do you remember, like, how old were you when Truman took office?
I was born in 1941, so everything was pretty much, we stayed on a farm. We didn't go to town unless they had took some time in the summer when they took us to town and bought clothes for the school year. We other chance to go to town was go along with Mom when she went and got groceries. Otherwise, we stayed home and built forts, climbed trees. He had a BB gun, so we went hunting. Sometimes we actually got a rabbit, but not very often. We rode our bicycles. That was the biggest thrill we had. We made ramps to see who could jump the highest. Of course, there were 4 years difference between each of my brothers, and so there was always a real contest to see if you could get better, as good as your next brother. And I was the second oldest in our family.
So, back to my original question. Do you remember, like, when Harry S. Truman took office, do you remember when World War II was happening? Do you remember hearing about Liberty Bonds or, like, collecting the peach cores to use as gas filtration masks?
All I remember about the war, I don't remember my folks ever listening to the radio about the war, and they probably did it after they put us to bed. But we, in our period of time, there just wasn't that much news going around.
Yeah. So, what were, like, the politics? Like, were politics as big as they were now when you were young? Or were you guys, like, when you were, me being a 14-year-old, I know a fair amount of politics. When you were 14, did you know a lot about it? Or were you still just an absent-minded lunatic like me? But
now, by the time I was your age, it was President Truman was after the war, and we knew what was going on, and we listened to the radio occasionally when he had made speeches to the public, and we did spend time listening to the news on the radio.
So what were, like, because we know your childhood, what was being a teenager like? Like, what responsibilities, like, were you given new responsibilities when you became a teenager?
I think we got more responsible for milking the cows and making sure they were fed, make sure the chickens were fed, times we had to clean out the chicken barns, and we had what we called a manure spreader, and we'd fill all the trash and droppings, and they would run them on it with a tractor and a spreader in the field. Didn't get involved in politics at all. Didn't care what was going on at that time. We just having our lives, and that's what we were living about.
So, what, like, speaking of tractor, like, what forms of transportation did you guys use? Like, was it still horse and buggy, or did you guys have cars at this point in time?
Yes, by the time I was, yes, we always had a car. And my age, 1945 and so, I don't remember what, we drove Chevys. I know that Dad would drive Chevrolets. He thought they were the best cars. And we didn't trade cars very often, but we did have four-door cars so that we kids could pile in the back and go along with him.
So was your dad like, he didn't like Ford? Or like, why didn't he like the Ford Motors?
I don't know. He was sold on Chevrolet vehicles, and he was sold on John Deere tractors. And that's, we had only in his whole career as a farmer, he drove John Deere tractors and farmed
so
with them.
Did you like drive the cars like on the cover art of this podcast, like the red Chevy that you rebuilt?
That I rebuilt a 1937 Chevy. I was born in 1941, so cars were the only way we got around, and we didn't care what we rode in. Whatever they put us in, we went along. So 37 Chevy was our first car that I really recall was a 1951 Chevy. And it was a four-door, you know, tan and gray. And we took that to Colorado and drove it up Pice Peak.
So do you remember like popular games that were around when you were young? Like, because, like, did you guys have Nintendo yet? Or like, did you guys play like dodgeball or hopscotch? Like, because now we got like popular video games and basketball and football and all that. And like, so like, what did you as kids do for entertainment?
We played local card game, board games. In the summer, we didn't play very many games, but in the winter, because we were inside, I know we played checkers, we played dominoes, we played tinker toys, we played with our toys and acted like we had little farms and rotated the crops and did like the big guys did. And we didn't follow anything on TV.
So what were like how you grew up on a farm, what was like popular foods that you would eat, like for dinner and lunch and breakfast and stuff like that?
All right, we butchered our own chickens. And so Mom and I would go out and we would proceed to prepare the chicken for dinner. And the other thing we did, we had live calf, we had beef, because there were times when we had calves that Dad fed to be butchered. Basically, we had potatoes, lots of potatoes, and corn, sweet corn, because we raised corn, and a big garden, which provided beets, onions, tomatoes, those kind of vegetables so we could eat.
So what were you growing on the farm? Like, you just explained your garden, and like, what were you guys doing on that farm?
Well, we were grain crop farmers. My dad had a 400 acre farm, and at the early part of it was roughly split. 200 acres was corn or milo, and the other 100 was wheat. And so he always cut wheat in the summer and harvested the milo or corn in the fall. And he had the four-row equipment that he would handle, and we didn't get to do that until we were probably 14, because we weren't responsible enough to be as careful as he wanted us to be.
So what was like, because you grew up on a farm, what was your house like?
Our house was small. We had what we called a kitchen and a living room. And we had three bedrooms. And so each of us brothers, I slept in the same bed with my older brother and my younger brother, and they slept together. And then when my older brother moved on to college, I got that room. But my younger brothers had to stay in their room, so I was fortunate during that time.
So did you guys have, like, were you guys still using lamps and candles, or did you have electricity already by this point?
I don't remember the time of too much of lamp and candles. We did have lamps, but it was in the late 40s when we finally got the what they called REA, Rural Electric Association, and we got electricity. And it was probably until the early 52, 53 that we finally got a television. But at that time, we didn't pay attention to the news. All we wanted to do was watch the cartoons and the cowboy stories.
So, back to schooling, what were the schools like? Were they one-room schoolhouses, or were they already starting to get bigger at this point?
When I started school, I went to a one-room schoolhouse. There was myself and one other person in my grade. And my older brother, he had three people in his grade. I don't know the total number of kids in that school, but it was half a mile from our house, and it covered probably a 5-mile radius that kids would come to that school. Get their dads, would usually bring them out in the morning and come and pick them up in the evening. We were close enough that we could drive our bicycle down and back, and we had a little a row of chairs where we would move to when it was our turn to study, or for the teacher to work us with math or whatever class she thought was that day's program, because we always, and then you'd go back and sit in your seat, and the next group of kids would move to that level. We had all 8 grades in a one-room building, so other people could listen to what was going on during your session, and many times they would laugh, and that would upset the teacher. She told us to mind our own business, and she was dealing with a second grade or third grade. And when I was in the sixth grade, we finally became a part of a rural school district, which came from the town of Henderson, and the school bus would come and pick us up. So after that, I went to city school. I think we had around 30 kids in the class. It was a big change for me from 2 in my class to 30. And most of the time that I went through school, it was roughly 30 or a few more students.
So, like, how you guys drove your bikes, like, what age was it considered acceptable for you to drive a car? Like now you have to be 16 to get your permit. Were you like driving cars when you were 12 or 13, 14?
We knew how to drive vehicles because Dad had a pickup truck that we would need to take grain to the pastures or to the wheat, whatever we were working on at that time, and take lunch to the fields, and we could drive tractors, so we all knew how to drive, and we learned to drive with a pickup truck and then eventually to cars. And by the time I was 14, I had a school permit to drive to school because we lived 7 miles from town, and folks didn't want to come and pick us up or take us to school and bring us back, so we would drive to school on our own with a school permit and then come back home. And we were supposed to go directly to school and directly home, which didn't always happen.
So what were, like, if you didn't do that, what were forms of discipline that were used?
We would get some pretty good strong service of discussion of what was right and what was wrong and what was going to be done when Dad told us what it was that he wanted done. He just didn't back off from his rules. He was pretty authoritative.
So what was having siblings like? Like, you had three brothers?
Yes. It was great because you always had somebody to play with. And we were very competitive in sports. So even though we were 4 years apart, each one, when it came to playing basketball, we were very competitive. We played what we called softball, and we played kickball, a lot of softball, and one would be the pitcher and the other two would be the catchers on the field.
So, like, with having brothers, like, you said you did BB gun hunting. Like, if I took a BB gun out behind my house, shot a squirrel, and walked in with a squirrel, they would kill me. My parents would. What did you guys hunt? And, like, what was your parents' view on all of it?
My parents did not object to us hunting. And we had, early on, we used BB guns and shoot birds. Basically, obnoxious birds, I suppose, or birds that we didn't need to have around the farm. We never could shoot barn swallows or any songbirds. That was against the rules. You asked me another two-part question. What was the other question?
Like, what did you hunt out there? Okay. And what was your parents' view on it?
We did a lot of rabbit hunting. And then as we got older, probably when I was in sophomore in high school, I finally got a shotgun. And then began hunting ducks and pheasants and did a lot of that. But we would sneak up on farm ponds and see if there were ducks in there, and then we'd chase them up and see if we could hit a few of them. And we always ate everything we shot. We shot a lot of pheasants. That was one of the prime birds that we had that we hunted when we could. And they were generally in pastures or in corn stalks that were left after harvest. And that's it.
So, again, back to having siblings. Was it like a brotherhood, or were you guys like, it was like survival of the fittest? Like, who becomes the favorite of the parents? Or was it like, you're all in this together? Like, you're working on the same thing.
Okay. I think we had to, we all were in it together. We all had our chores. Each one knew what he had to do. And some of us, like myself, there for a period of my life, I had to help wash dishes after every meal. Then my next brother finally got it when I was moving to where I was old enough to go out and work in the field. Then he had to do the help with the dishes. And there was really no hierarchy or, you know, pyramid of control. We just all knew where our place was as we were going along.
So you said you guys played baseball. What were some, like, popular sports when you were young that you guys played? Like, because now football and basketball are, like, the big ones. If you play them, you're like...
All right. That's about all. We didn't know about basketball in the early 50s, so we didn't play basketball as much. We played a lot of softball, a lot of football, and those were our basic, you know, dodgeball, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so, nice. What was, like... Because we covered, like, your elementary, and you said you moved into a bigger school. What was middle school like for you? And, like, your education, the friends, like, because now people's hormones go crazy in middle school. What was it like when you were in middle school?
Okay. I think there were 29 kids in the 6th and 7th grade. you know, we had all ahead of our groups, and... we left the girls alone. They left us alone. And what we did at recess time was called stretch. And you brought your pocket knife from home. And you'd see, you'd throw your pocket knife, try to stick it in the ground 2 or 3 feet away from the guy, and then he was supposed to stretch between, and you'd be stretched out with your legs both sides.
So, that just was, a side question right here. So, it was considered fine for you to bring knives to school?
Sure.
Because I would probably get the cops called on me if I did that.
Understand that.
And with how you said you left the girls alone, what was, like, if you were dating someone in middle school, like now a lot of middle schoolers are dating, at least in my school, how was that viewed for you?
In my grade school, it wasn't until the 8th grade that I thought I had a girlfriend and didn't do anything with her because they lived, you know, I didn't get to town, we didn't get to see them, and we maybe talked, but it was nothing. It was supposedly we were friends. It wasn't quite as dominant as it is today, where they go to the mall and walk together and hold hands, and what we didn't do that at all.
Okay, so is that kind of like your middle school, or like what up, like? Like, what did you learn? What were the classrooms like? Because now they're loud, they smell like sweat, and they're obnoxious. How was it like for you guys?
Our classes were quiet. We went in the room, sat down, and the teacher began a discussion or a lesson, and we were quiet. You did not raise issue or sound unnecessarily. Sometimes you would try to do on the end of your ruler a spitball to the ceiling, but generally we were very much under control.
So, like, now school is kind of viewed as a punishment. Was it viewed more as a privilege, or was it still a punishment?
It was never a punishment. I love school. It was fun to be around my friends. I didn't want to miss school. We just did things, Doc. Recess time, we would be out, and the guys would be doing one thing, and the gals would be on the swings or wherever. We didn't care. And we wrestled a lot. We just had a good time. Huh. And in the classroom, it was quiet. Like I said, very authoritative. You sometimes would try to do something and get people to laugh, but generally you didn't create any issues.
So I think that's all I have to ask about middle school. What was moving up to high school, what was that like? Like, again, were the rooms loud and obnoxious? Was it considered a punishment? How was dating viewed then? It's just...
Okay. High school was different. It was still under very much authority. Your classes were more difficult. You began to take chemistry and geography and world history, and we sat still, listened to the teacher, whatever lesson she told, and there were times when we would call it a spitball, snap that with a rubber, with our rulers, and try to hit a friend down the street or somebody in the back, and you see if they would complain and go groan, and the teacher would turn around and look like, okay, what's going on? In the science room, no, in the recess, in our home rooms, when the teachers a lot of have what we had like a study hall, and we would take a 12-inch ruler and put a chew a piece of paper or wad, and then snap it up and see if we could get them to stick on the ceiling. That was about as exciting as we got, and we were getting pretty good at that.
So that's really all I had on high school. What was it like when you got a car? Were you considered like the top dog? Were you like the cool kid if you had a car when you were in
high school? Everybody, most of the country kids drove to school, and that was because their dads or moms didn't want to take the time to drive out. Like, my mom would have driven 7 miles one way to pick me up from school. I say my mom because dad wouldn't do it. And no, we were Yeah, as soon as the school was out, we all went to our cars and drove home because I knew that I'd have to do the feed some cows and or help with the grain harvest that we were doing. And it wasn't until we were 16 when we really could get school permits that we goofed around a little more.
So what was your first car?
A 1947 Chevy two-door. It was two-tone blue. And it was a hand-me-down from my older brother. And I had that for a couple of years, and then I finally got a 1954 Chevy two-door hardtop by the time I was a junior in high school.
So we've kind of done this in a timeline. So what was moving out like? Because now parents are either get out of my house or don't leave us, we'll be heartbroken. How was it viewed, and like, how was that for you when you had to move out?
From my side of it, it was an exciting time to move out. I'm not sure that now, as I look back, my mother wasn't happy. She missed us. She liked all of us kids. And by the time you got ready to go to college, I didn't think I was going to go to college. And then in the middle of the summer, Dad said, we're going to send you to college because I got the other brothers are here. They can help, and you need to go to college. And so I got started looking around for a college that I could go to, a small college, and I did that. You felt you were pretty tough when you got ready to go to college. You know, thought you were mature.
So, like, I don't know when you were expected to get a job. Like, now when you turn 16, you kind of get a job. Like, what jobs did you work up until college? Like, to earn money to, like, buy a car and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, we worked at home. I worked at home all the time on the farm. I didn't have opportunity to get jobs other than that. After wheat harvest, you could get a job for $1.25 an hour plowing. The neighbors plowed their wheat ground, and so I would do that for maybe the last 2 weeks. But generally, that was it. We did what was necessary around the yard and helped with Dad, who didn't get jobs.
So what was college like for you?
College was fun. We were on our own, and had a lot of friends, did a lot of things, did sports. I played basketball for a couple of years, and but there were tennis players, tennis, track. Football didn't come until after I was out of college. So
give us one or two of your, like, favorite memories growing up that you have.
Okay, are you ready? I have numerous, but one of my favorite times when my brothers and I would get on the scooter and go down to the Blue River, which was about 2 miles from home, and fish and climb trees and do things out there, just play. But we would be able to take a gun along so we could shoot at squirrels, whether it was season or not. We didn't know the difference then. And another exciting time would be when my brothers and I would play like we were Jimmy Lynch drivers, which was a guy's name who did all kinds of tricks while driving his car at the fairgrounds, and he would drive through fire, and we thought that was really cool. So we would take, and with a tin can, pour grass on a long row in on the yard and light it, and then we'd drive through that. And we thought, whoa, we were ready to. But Dad, once he found out what he was doing, he made us stop that. He said it wasn't safe. Other things that we did was we all, neighbors had scooters, so we would get together on Sunday afternoon and drive around. When that's pretty much it.
So I would like to know your thoughts on today's society and how we're growing up. Like, because we've heard your childhood. What do you think of today's, like, how we are expected to act?
You realize I'm a senior citizen, and I've gone through 60 years of change. It's been awesome what's happened in my lifetime, from old cars and from now the race cars and the cars that people have. It's unreal. It's the fact that the kids never had money like they do now, or their parents didn't put them in vehicles like they do now. You know, we drove old cars, older cars that have been traded off from the family car, and so it's almost unbelievable what has changed in my lifetime, from no TVs to now to VCRs to podcasts to Super Bowl games. We didn't have that. So what else is going on? I think of all the type of sports which seems to be very important in today's world. In our day, we had baseball that we paid attention to, which was the Yankees and the Dodgers, and football was somewhat a game, and it was still a college game, but it is not in any way like it is today, not promoted as well, and that's about it.
So, if you had any advice you could give to future generations or other people listening to this, what would that be?
Well, I think first you need to get your life in order. You need to find Jesus and made him part of your life, because this world is so full of things to draw you away from what's really important in living. And so I think you maintain your Christian faith and then do what you think is reasonable and sensible, because there's a lot of things that are extremes and that people do and try to make life more exciting for them, and it doesn't need to be exciting. You can have a good life just fishing and going to golf and do some common things. And I think the TV promotes the living style that most of us can't afford. That's it. Oh, you want some more? Okay, well, yeah. Get some good friends and stay with them and be friends that go from your lifetime. I have friends that I've had for 60 years. And just be sensible. Don't do all the crazy things that people do. You don't need to do it to make your life full. Get some good friends and do things together and enjoy each other and enjoy your life. I think one of the difficult things in today's world is that we have cell phones and we have instant access to news that's going on in other countries, in other cities, and we can get excited and try to do what they're doing. If there's rioting in one town, well, that must be what's got to do, so you riot in your old town. We are inundated with events world round. We're not just living in small communities anymore. And that person needs to be able to decide what is important and what isn't, and evaluate that.
Okay. Yes, very true. Thank you for coming on the podcast. I intend on releasing some more episodes that are non-related to the Generations podcast, but I will probably release one at least every week, maybe two. So thank you, Leo, for coming on to the podcast today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have an amazing day. Stay tuned for more, and thank you for listening to the Unfiltered Wordage podcast. May God be with you.